Trauma in Terezin, The True Story of Steen Metz. A book by me, True Stories Written by Kids for Kids, written by Charlie McCaw, illustrated by Olivia Friermuth. Four sets of two students from a rural school district embarked on a project to create a book about Holocaust survivors. We connected with willing subjects, Frank Cohn from Virginia, Eva Cooper from Canada, Ben Lesser from Nevada, and Steen Metz from Illinois. As we guided the students on what was expected of them, an unexpected challenge arose. Ben Lesser fell seriously ill and spent many weeks in the hospital. I proposed an idea I had been considering for some time. What if the students selected classmates to form a media team for each story they were working on? The students embraced the concept. And as media teams formed, I coached them on how to present their ideas to local television and radio stations, as well as the newspaper. They were thrilled when they received interviews across these various media outlets. We received word that the Jewish Federation of the Quad Cities was willing to pay expenses to have all these students visit the Illinois Holocaust Museum in Skokie, Illinois, near Chicago. The highlight of this experience was meeting Steen Metz in person. The students assigned to his story, Charlie McCann and Olivia Friermuth, were especially excited to meet their book subject. He was just as excited to meet them in person too. Students began wrapping up their projects when we got word that Ben was able to speak with his author and illustrator via Zoom. I'm happy to report that meeting Ben made a huge impact on students Addison Clark and Jocelyn Yevon. They were some of the last students to have one-on-one time with this well-known Holocaust survivor before he passed away. For these students, and their media teams, the stories of resilience, courage, and survival have opened their eyes to the importance of remembering the past, fostering empathy, and standing against injustice. For these students, these survivors were not just figures in a history book but living reminders of the strength of the human spirit and the importance of tolerance and acceptance in our world today. Deb Bowen, Executive Director, Understanding Works. The honor of meeting Steen in person was an impactful experience. A survivor's story is a legacy of hope and resilience. It felt like a bridge to the past with an important lesson for today. May this book encourage those reading it to look to the future where such atrocities can be prevented by this generation. Charlie McCaw, author.